Well, there you go. That's something from Tzotzil tribe in Mexico. It's wet fireworks, drums, voices, and bells on the night of 31 October, San Pedro Chinalho, Mexico. I like any kind of field recordings and stuff. This was done by some guy named Stefano S. Nice stuff.
Yeah, before that we heard Phil Minton, an English singer, on a solo album that he did. No instruments, just voice. The album's called A Donut in Both Hands. And we heard the track Orders for the Pals. Before that was Pierre Dumont, a song called Toot Flute. And I saw both those people up in Montreal, Pierre Dumont and Phil Minton, at various times, and they both put on really good shows. And we started out since the last break with a band called SPK, which either stands for Socialist Patients Collective or Surgical Penis Clinic, depending on which way you want to take it. And that was a track called Garden of Earthly Delights.
Well, we'll hear something next from Nityananda Das Bull, Satyananda Das, with Radha.
What was that, Randy?
Nityananda Das Bull, Satyananda Das.
Okay.
You know, I think they're on MTV now.
Yeah.
No, that's kind of
they're on
country.
VH1 World Channel.
They're on CMT, yeah, that's right. I think they're doing a split with the Dixie Chicks soon. Anyway, this is from Jure Rauten. It's a Norwegian compilation on Debut Records, and it is really some odd stuff.
Oh,
Was that the Polyphony group?
No, it was Roger Doyle.
Okay, that was Roger Doyle. We heard two tracks from him, Arm in Arm Parts 1 and 2, off the ODKH Dom label. Nice stuff. I've heard some stuff from him before that was on United Dairies, kind of a legendary experimental label based in England that first brought people's attention to bands like White House, Nurse with Wound, Current 93, Organum, a lot of those people. It was a great label. Before that, we heard kind of a dark piece from Lustmord called Mass. And next up is the Polyphony group, I do believe. What's that off of, Randy?
Touch Sampler on Touch.
Another excellent label.
Yeah, I don't think they're around anymore, are they?
I don't think so either.
I think they folded it up. I think Ash is still around, but I'm not sure. It's sort of a sister unit.
I should mention, I heard it on the radio just today, that about 5 o'clock our time today, a federal judge in Santa Monica prohibited Napster from downloading any more copyright music things until a trial takes place. So that might be interesting to keep up on that.
Mm-hmm. And just let me say it, and everybody knows it, Metallica is fucked.
Yeah, they're fucked.
Later on, those assholes. You know, they're already millionaires. What do they care? It's really just, to me, it comes down to, it's free advertising. These kids are still going to go out and buy this stuff, you know? So people don't, you know, you can tape it off the net, I suppose, but the fidelity isn't going to be like if you actually had the actual record. I don't know where these guys are coming from. It's not too far away from the same neighborhood that Garth Brooks lives in.
Right. And I don't think you can download music like this from Napster very easily. Maybe a bit, but...
Yeah. We'll see what happens. Doesn't bode well for censorship, you know, things that are going to happen in the future as far as censorship goes.
We'll try and keep you posted.
Yeah, we'll, yeah, that's right. So, what was this going to be? Polyphony group of, Polyphony group of Lafarda?
Lafarda, yeah. Legend Etains.
From
who the heck knows?
Yeah, from Touch, so here you go.
Dolan korya sam kalo to ban more to ban Dolan korya sam kalo to ban more to ban Oh,
Thank you.
Something from Muslim Gods, Gulf War Part 3, and he's dead now. I can't remember his name. Died of some strange blood disease last year, and concluded a career of probably over 100 solo releases. There's a lot of people are fanatical about him. Personally, I find that if you own a couple of them, you own them all, but I like it once in a while.
Yeah, they're good. You know, pick up two or three and call it good enough. It was a good band. I've got a few of their things, too. And right now, CIL's putting in a CD. Oh, he did it.
Yeah, we're going to have to... Well, we should say what we heard before that. We heard a long track from Un Drum Musical Instantané called Le Futur Bizzo, and that's a French outfit that they do improv, three-piece band. Interesting stuff. Usually incorporates some sort of ethnic reference to ethnic music in their chaos. And for that was Garrick Till... I'm even going to tackle that one. Garrick Till Kittigaliga, something like that.
Oh, Gergishtagaliga?
Yeah, is that it?
Something like that. That's pretty close.
Yeah, well, you know...
Let me try. I can do it.
Can you?
Yeah.
This is how we buy our records. If you can't pronounce it...
If you can't pronounce it, it's probably good. Garrick Stigitz Liga.
Yeah, there you go.
That's pretty close.
Are they Hungarian or...
I have no idea. I was thinking they were like Polish or something.
Polish or Hungarian, yeah. Iron Curtain stuff. And, of course, that followed the ever-popular Polyphony. I can't even talk tonight. Jesus, I just shoved this microphone into my mouth. Polyphony Group of Lafarda. And
oh, of course.
Yeah, you know. Everybody.
Number one with a bullet.
An M16 bullet, wherever Lafarda is. Anyway, we have to bid adieu. Bring to conclusion another wonderful episode of Strange Arrangements.
It was wonderful.
It was.
It was marvelous.
It was just, it was fabtastic.
Yeah, that's what
Dave,
I said,
Dave's
too.
Dave's throwing up.
Oh, it's marvelous.
It's fan-doodle-tastic.
Yep.
So, this is show number 15. Thanks to Vinyl Connection and CoachIn6.com for allowing us to apply our mayhem. And tonight's theme, we kind of had a theme. It was music. What was it again, Dave?
Well, it was like folk music from countries that, imaginary countries.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
Yeah, we'll have to come up with something.
Ethnic type things and, you know, familiar instruments recombined in different ways.
Yeah, we'll have to think of another theme for next week. And probably something a little more rousing. It's a pretty subdued show tonight. I was happy with it, though. It sounded good. Nice flow. Interesting stuff.
Yeah, anytime you tune in, you're going to hear all kinds of crap you never heard before. I mean, that's a guarantee, 100% ironclad.
Yeah, get off the media tit and get on to Strange Arrangements. That's what I say. So, we'll play one last track as we go out. And I'm just going to take a stab in the dark. This is probably going to be noisy. But it's something by a band called Magi. And, damn, this thing is so hard to read. It's unbelievable. Well, that's because it's in Japanese, of course.
Yeah, plus CDs suck because the writing's so small, you don't get the good picture. You got to listen to 70 minutes of sitting, and they suck. And they don't play. They don't play either.
Yeah, half the
time.
They
cost too damn much.
Yeah, that's right.
And the little corner notch things that hook the jewel case together break. They suck.
Yep, that's for sure. So, here you go, Magi, and we'll be back at you next Wednesday.
And this is on CD.
Strange Arrangements.